All right, I think we'll get started. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for coming. And I'd like to introduce our two board members that made the trip up the mountain. Our president of the board, Carl Anderson, who is from Salem, Oregon, and is actually, in his regular job, the vice president of product development with Thrivent Financial.
So this is turning into my regular job.
Lately it has been. And vice president, Josh Post from Seattle, and he is a financial representative in also the Thrivent for financial. So there's only two on the board. So I'd like to give a warm welcome to these guys.
Well, this is going to be an exciting night. I am really pleased to have gotten here. I think we validated that we could do this yesterday morning. So, and both of us had other plans. I was in Atlanta, so yesterday was a long day, but it was a great day, and we are really looking forward to this. I want to, though, start with a word of prayer before we go any further. Lord God of all things, we give you thanks for the surprising gift of Holden and for all here in this room and beyond who care so deeply and work so hard on its mission. Thank you for bringing all of us into a relationship with each other and with the Holden community. Tonight we especially thank you for Holden executive directors, for Chuck and Steph, for all past and future directors, for their tireless enthusiasm and leadership in all sorts of times. Tonight, Lord, guide our voices, ears, hearts, and minds as information on the future of leadership at Holden is shared and discussed tonight and in future days and weeks. Continue to give us good courage for what lies ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. So, what are we going to do tonight? We're going to spend maybe the next 20 minutes or so. I'm going to introduce who the new directors are, tell you a little bit about the process, but this won't be a, you know, two-hour meeting. We'll keep it moving and so on. And then after maybe 10 minutes for me, Josh is going to read a pretty complete bio of the next executive director. And we'll have some time for questions and answers. Josh and I will be here till bus leaves tomorrow afternoon, too, so we can talk one-on-one and things like that. We won't have a lot of answers because this is so new for the new executive director and for Chuck and Steph. We just talked for quite a while this afternoon, so we're still going to be figuring out a lot of the same questions probably that you have in your hearts and minds. So that's what we have planned. So one of the biggest responsibilities of the board of directors at Holden is to choose executive directors and call them into their role of tending to the mission and vision of Holden Village. We've come to the time now where we needed to exercise that responsibility. So last summer at the 2013 summer meeting, the board of directors approved an executive director position description. It's important that we kind of review this so that when we let you know who the next director is, you'll kind of be able to relate it back to what the call was. The vision of Holden, the love of God making new the church and the world through the cross of Jesus Christ, is at the heart of this job description. It highlights the challenges of leading the rhythms of this ministry through a significant mine remediation and renewal of the village's infrastructure. Both of those already in progress, while preparing for and leading the subsequent vital period of renewed programming. It grounds the call of new directors in a proclamation of the gospel as theologians of the cross. Finally, the call specifies a cross-centered ministry of reconciliation and new life, as at the heart of Holden's mission and ministry now, acknowledging the brokenness of the valley and its people, past and present, as well as the promise of that gift of reconciliation in Christ Jesus. We understood ourselves, the board, to have a mandate to find an executive director or director team who would bring fresh vision and creative imagination to Holden's ministry as it reemerges from the years of heavy construction. So try to remember some of those words from that paragraph when I tell you about the new team. So it's with excitement and enthusiasm, and we'll tell you more about this team, that Josh and I are announcing tonight that the next directors of Holden Village will be Chuck Hoffman and Peg Carlson Hoffman of Overland Park, Kansas. Now, a lot of you are not going to know those names and know those people, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about them, and you're going to hear a lot more of the details when Josh talks about it in a little bit. Before we do that, just a reminder that we're going to have a lot longer than normal transition of executive directors than we've had in the typical past. We'll have that transition in the first half of 2015. We don't have details about that yet, but we're really excited to start to figure that out now that we have a team. Anyway, this is due to the significant changes and all the unique circumstances at Holden today that you're also familiar with, through which current executive directors Chuck and Steph Carpenter have led the village with a focus on mission that never skipped a beat, but with rhythms that often looked really different from what we all have been used to in the past. So we celebrate that and are recognizing that the rhythms in the next 5 years are going to change some more. So what do Chuck and Peg bring to this position that Chuck and Peg, correct me if I get it wrong, it will happen. But what do they bring to the position? And I'm going to kind of give you five things that the call committee felt was really important and which the board agreed with enthusiastically. First of all, they have a lifelong Lutheran perspective. They have an easy and accessible theological voice, rooted in word and sacrament, prayer, music, and silence. Chuck has a master's degree in art and theology, missional leadership from Luther Seminary. They are lay people, not ordained. But again, we had recognized that they have a strength with that accessible theological voice that we think will be accessible to a lot of people. They have experience in lay ministry, including a shared ministry of reconciliation rooted in community building, engaging imagination, creativity, and shared artwork, a prophetic ministry which has taken them into some of the most intractable places of religious and political conflict around the globe. So sometimes we know how difficult it can be to live at Holden or live through a winter at Holden. They've done some of that in tough places around the globe, and they think they can relate to some of the difficulties that we have here at Holden. They are seasoned wise leaders, including more than 20 years with Hallmark Cards for Peg, where she's currently creative director of retail product development, a huge job. So she has seasoned leadership in a corporate setting, which we talked about today, and we're thinking that's going to be pretty interesting for Holden to have that, and that we always haven't had that in executive directors, but with all of the agencies and work that we do, that may turn out to be a pretty valuable thing going forward. Chuck has leadership roles at a Kansas City advertising agency and at the Walt Disney Company. We haven't had any directors from the Walt Disney Company. Together, they run an art studio, Genesis Plus Art Studio, which you can all spend some time looking at. They have a website that's pretty detailed that you'll have fun looking at. They collaborate in leading workshops, teaching, and sharing their passion for building community around shared spiritual practices. That sounds like Holden, building community around shared spiritual practices. A couple more quick things. They have a real focus on healthy corporate cultures. We talked a lot with them about their cultures in their work lives, healthy communities, healthy partnerships. They work hard on their marriage, and they have a healthy marriage, and they work hard on keeping themselves healthy. And we think that's going to be a pretty valuable thing to at Holden, it always is. And finally, they have a very fresh new view of Holden, which is what the call committee really thought was very important going forward. It was that last criteria in that long paragraph that I talked about. For the next executive directors, that's really important, as Holden returns to full programming with summer guests. So you get the idea. I'm going to just review those five really quickly. Lifelong Lutheran perspective, experience in lay ministry, seasoned, wise corporate leadership, a focus on health, and a fresh new view of what Holden can be over the next 5 years. So it's for those reasons and others available that we'll have, we'll listen to Josh read their bio, and then there's a lot more resources online, which I'm sure we'll have a lot of success in all looking at the same time. But there are links to, again, their studio and what they do and the workshops they've led and so on. I also think tonight they're going to be sending out some information and making that public about this call as well. So we'll be able to learn more about them from what they say there. By the way, at 6 o'clock, this speech went viral. And there's probably, we were going to have a bet on high-low on how many people would like this on Facebook before we were done with this meeting. So it's really good, though, that the broader Holden community hears about this at the same time as we do here. And we're proud of the efforts that a lot of people have made to make that happen. Karen and Chuck and Steph and a lot of other, Josh and a team of people on the board and so on. So we're pretty excited about that. But that's why we're welcoming Chuck and Peg as the next executive director team of Holden Village. So, Josh, do you want to go next?
So, I'm going to read a bio. This was actually written by Chuck plus Peg. So, they actually use Chuck plus Peg, so Chuck with a cross in the middle, to represent Christ in the midst of them and their relationship. In their words, it all began over an art workshop and Oktoberfest at Atonement Lutheran Church in Overland Park, Kansas. Chuck was introduced to Peg, and they found that they both had common roots in Michigan, discovering that they had grown up less than 10 miles from each other. They shared a love for art and family. They were soon married, blended their families, Peg with two and Chuck with four, and began their new life together. After 18 years and six adult children, four whom are married, they currently find themselves grandparents of three. Peg, a painter, lettering artist, and liturgical designer, is a graduate of Augustana College in Rock Island. She has worked for over 20 years at and is currently the creative director of Retail Product Development for Hallmark Cards, Kansas City. In addition to her corporate world, Peg teaches workshops on calligraphy, design, and creativity. Her passion for art and faith includes worship spaces and experiential environments for engaging the holy. Chuck, a painter, designer, and workshop facilitator, earned his Bachelor of Fine Arts from Miami University and worked as an associate creative director for the Walt Disney Company. He received the Art and Innovation Fellowship from Luther Seminary, where Chuck completed his Master of Arts in Art and Theology and Missional Leadership. He was their first full-time artist in residence. Together, Chuck plus Peg are founders of their Genesis Plus Art Studio in Kansas City. Through their art and workshops, they seek to find what binds us together as people and illuminate pathways of hope to what we might become. Their creative workshops engage participants' imaginations to reveal, heal, and renew creative spirits. As a result of facilitating art as a transformative process in communities like Belfast, Northern Ireland, West Bank, Palestine, and recently in Tamil Nadu, India, they create their personal work in much the same manner. Their paintings are created together, working side by side on the same canvas to form something together neither of us could create alone. They also bring this into the classroom. They recently designed and taught a graduate level class at Seattle University School of Theology and Ministry. Their class, titled Art, Theology, and Reconciliation, focused on imagination and creativity as a way forward. Chuck has also taught at the University of Kansas School of Architecture, Design, and Planning by leading teams to Belfast, Northern Ireland to build community and social change through art. As lifelong Lutherans and lay leaders in a vital international ministry of art and reconciliation, Chuck plus Peg have an easy and accessible theological voice rooted in word and sacrament, prayer, arts, and silence. They spent a time living in Florida where they were active at St. Luke's United Methodist Congregation in its faith and arts ministry, and have a broad ecumenical and interfaith experience internationally. While they are relative newcomers to the village, they came to Holden having known many Holden people over the years. They have served as Holden faculty and worship leaders and bring a fresh view of Holden. Peg plus Chuck have shared a ministry of reconciliation rooted in community building and shared artwork, a prophetic ministry which has taken them into some of the most intractable places of religious and political conflict around the globe. This runs especially deep and at its core of their sense of call to Holden, especially at this time of building vital, vibrant, and innovative new programs for Holden in the ongoing process of healing to the land, to the community, and to each other.
So that's Chuck and Peg. And again, all of this information that we presented will be or is already available to people out there on the web. And so if you want to look at it again sometime, you'll have a chance to do that. We have a little more time, I think, for comments from anyone or questions from anyone at this point. Again, we may not have answers to everything. We won't have answers to everything. But if anybody has anything they'd like to say or ask.
Do you see, Carl, do you see that, I know you work in the details of it out, do you see any kind of vision for the period from in 2015 through the middle of the year? I mean, do you see them here in the village? Do you see them working off-site? Is there a sort of an overarching, maybe, vision of how that looks?
Yes. I mean, I think it's going to be a part of all of that. We've just started talking about that. But as you've heard, they're relative newcomers to the village. So a lot of the transition they'll be about is learning and talking to all of you, talking to all of the relationships that we have with the agencies and everything else. So a lot of learning, which can be done from a lot of different places, a lot of people to talk to, and but there will be times when they'll definitely be here. We haven't worked that out yet. So we have new and brand new and emerging, ideas about that. Chuck and Steph, I mean, is that...
That's a good answer.
It's... Yeah, very good.
It sounds like they've got really good vision for reopening. How did they respond about remediation? What were their thoughts?
They've done their homework. When we talked to them both, and part of the process for what we did, and you can see how it took more than a year long, but we obviously sent out a call for applications, got a number, sifted through them, and eventually we did site visits and saw people where they live, where they work, and so on. So that's a real valuable way to get to know someone, and then we had formal interviews. But what I would say about Peg and Chuck is that they've done their homework about mine remediation and what the issues are. They've done their homework on Rio. So they asked really good questions, and that made me comfortable that they knew at least what they're getting into. Now, we're blessed with people who really understand construction and can manage that sort of a process, and they know that the two of them, that's not necessarily their thing. So they know they're going to need to make sure they have the help to move forward with it. They are not concerned about there being full construction in 2015. We were really clear with the applicants about that. In fact, they kind of take that as a challenge to live into what you've been going through and then move out. So they weren't fazed by that, and they know that that's the case for next year.
Anything? When you put out for applicants, where do you advertise?
We advertise in lots of different church journals everywhere, the church bodies, outdoor camps, just pretty much anywhere we possibly can, through all of our communication means. I don't remember how many applications we got, but we were happy all the way through, I think, with the number we got initially, the number that we were satisfied and we felt we should interview, and we're extremely satisfied with this final choice. So I can tell you that the board is looking very forward to working with this, and a number of them haven't met Chuck and Peg. A lot of us haven't met Chuck and Peg, so they're looking forward to that.
May I ask, when were they here?
It was the last 2 weeks of August in 2012.
So they've seen construction.
Teaching staff. Yes, kind of. I mean, I think one of the things that as I tried to articulate to these applicants, the state of the village, what I could say is that you've all, the people who've been here, Chuck and Steph, Rio, has had to invent almost everything we've done in the last 3 years. And that's unbelievable. And fortunately for the new team, there'll be less of that reinvention needed. We should kind of know the path in 2015 and into 16 a little bit. So that, I think that helped a little bit. It helped the call committee and board, I think, realize that we didn't need a team that would have to reinvent on the construction side day after day, you know, week after week, quarter after quarter. So I think that gave us some confidence. All really good, fair questions.
I could probably echo that a little bit. With the director job, it's a call. And our call was specifically to get into the remediation and get through it. And the next call is more about emerging. And we feel like, because of you all, we have gone into it, and we are kind of over the hump, over the hill, and this summer has been much more in place than last summer, and definitely seeing that continue to come together as we approach next summer. And so I think there is some really good logic to having the new team come in and land, and then, you know, kind of get footing and then emerge in 2016. That's at least the goal right now for the guest programming emerging. And so,
as we move into this time of transition, are there some plans in place for celebrating Chuck and Steph's time with us as the directors and outside the village, but in the village also?
Yeah.
Because we don't have the guests that we normally would to be able to have those moments of celebration?
You know, that's a great question. And we're going to ask that question both for about Chuck and Steph and the celebrations we need for them, and like an installation of the new team. It's good to have those parallel things to be thinking about and working on. We don't have plans, but we know it's an issue. Things we're going to put in place, and we've just started thinking about this too, is kind of a transition team that will sit down. It's like kind of like a mutual ministry team, or just a team that will sit down with Chuck and Steph and say, how are things going? What's on your mind? We could talk about some of the things like that with Chuck and Steph and say, does this make sense? And they'll also work with the new team and say, how's it going? Is your house sold yet? You know, how's the transition in going? And then not get triangulated between the two teams when they're working on, you know, a few transition issues that are sure to arise. But so we're thinking that a process and a team like that might help on both ends of that. But I'm a little nervous about how we're going to figure out how to do that when we have few beds in the village next summer.
Mm-hmm. What seemed to be, I know that more of this will come out, but like what drew them to hold it and to this position?
You know, I think that that's a great question. I'm trying to think back to some of the interview questions we had, but I think it was kind of the language in the job description at this time that rang with a number of the strengths that they felt they had. You know, that wouldn't have happened 5 years ago if they had read that job description, but now it definitely did. And they feel that their gifts that they've had in different parts of the world and the experience sets them up to do a lot to achieve the mission of Holden. But I think that's they are in a space in their life where they can do this as well. Peg is needing to leave her job. They're needing to sell a condo, you know, so nothing is easy. But their children are grown. So they're kind of looking at the next chapter too, but I might be putting words in their mouth, but I think it was they were drawn to some of the words in that description.
I'm going to try to not make this sound negative. It might come out that way, but I don't mean it that way. Some of us were just talking about who we thought might, like, would we be surprised, like, if we knew the people. Oh. And since this seems like not a lot of us who have been here for a while know these people, was there intention with all the applicants to get, like, a, like, fresh... Like people who haven't been here, was that an intentional thing, or was that just the way it worked out?
That was not an intentional thing. That made us pause, probably, actually, you know, but it wasn't intentional at all. So it was all these other five criteria that just seemed to pop out. The other thing I might say is at the summer board meeting, we tried to talk for, you know, an hour and a half or 2 hours about, okay, we're going to have to make a decision here. What are the really big criteria? And some of these became clear, too. The other thing that happened at the summer board meeting is we put a chart on the wall and we said, okay, how much change are we willing to go through here? Zero meaning keep it the same as ever, you know, no change. 10 meaning revolution, revolt, you know, huge change. Five means we kind of evolve. And we said more seven, which means, I think, more change and more new ideas, and that criteria, again, popped in its importance. So it wasn't at all intentional to have someone with less Holden experience. Great questions. That's a great question. Not negative at all. Josh, is there anything else that we thought people would ask?
What did you prepare for? Feel free to tell us.
What was I worried you were about?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
I don't think it would help to know specifically about them, but were the candidates, were a lot of them self-nominated, or were more of them nominated by somebody else who said, oh, you should go to Holden?
I think it happens both ways. It definitely, I don't know how many, but the applications go out and people do encourage them, people to apply, definitely. I know Chris Sharon, who did a fantastic job, as you can imagine, as a call committee chair. You know, if he heard about someone wondering if they wanted to apply, he would definitely encourage them to go through the application process. So we'd get that pool, so we would have an opportunity to get to know them and go through that process if we felt it made sense. you have a question, Josh?
I don't have a question, but, you know, I think there, I kind of had some of the same feelings probably that you had, because I didn't know about this until a week ago. I didn't know who the candidates were, and I didn't really know who Chuck and Peg were. And so I had some of that same reaction, and I, because I'm on the executive committee, I found out kind of a couple days, about a day and a half before other people emailed to me, and I read it, and I was just like, it was late on a Friday night, and I was like, wow. And I woke up the next morning, and I just, there was just an overwhelming sense of peace and a feeling that the spirit was moving. And I think that a lot of us on the board felt that. And I talked to Kathy Blonker, who was on the call committee, and she told me about how she was one of the people that went for the site visit with them. And she just said, gosh, I have never had this experience before where I felt like the spirit was just pulling me. And it, just an amazing experience for her. And, you know, it's, I really think that the Spirit is moving in this. And I think that the Holy Spirit is moving in Holden Village and stirring something up for the future. And I'm really excited about it.
Some of us aren't used to feeling that way. Have felt that way. I'm just telling you that throughout this process, it was changing for some of us in terms of feeling that way. And I'm one of those, it's a little tough to admit that it felt that way, but it did. Yeah?
Sorry. Just about the process that you went through, like how many applications did you start with? Like how many site visits did you go on? Can you give us?
Yeah, I don't want to get into too many details, but I will. you know, it kind of went from 10-ish applications to about 3 site visits, give or take. I mean, we kind of did a little bit more or less than that, and then 1 chosen. 3 site visits, 3 interviews, 1 chosen. And I'm not sure I should say that, but why not? I mean, I think that you should know that it was kind of a wide net, and we had a lot of people to talk to and choose from. And we felt good about the applications and the 3 and the 1.
I'm not sure if it's something you want to say now or maybe not, but what if they, in kind of their visions for what's coming, going to come out of remediation, did they say anything specifically that they were excited for, looking forward to, or thinking about trying, implementing, changing, things like that?
Yeah, and maybe, you know, they shared, you know, lots of ideas, but I almost wonder whether, you know, maybe in the Village Voice or something, we can ask them for some of their ideas that can come out in November, and you'll hear them in their own words. They do have some unique plans for programming and high expectations, I think, for getting more people here. One of the interesting things is they're a little new to Holden. They know a lot of people that they really want to invite here. So that will, you know, regenerate and get people here. So I'll leave that a little bit more for them, but I think that's a great question. And we'll all learn more about that in November. They'll be here at the board meeting in February. We'll all be here in February, end of February, so that would be good. Probably almost out of time if there's like one more question, and then, well, 2 more.
Have you spent time with them personally?
I spent time with them at the interview. Personally, I only met them at the interview.
Oh, okay. I was just going to ask like, what your sense is about them as people, because, I don't know, of all of the things I just heard, like, it's all really interesting. They sound extremely qualified, but I just am curious about.
Yeah.
Like, I know how I would describe Chuck and staff. People are like, what do they like? You know?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't. It's like, people,
it's recorded.
Human, like, capacities are different than, you know,
I mean, my first reactions were genuine, thought-provoking. They worked extremely well together. And a lot of respect between the two. And they are going to be a team, I think, in quite a few ways. They paint on canvas together. You know, some couples do wallpapering or painting, you know. What's going around?
Oh, it is, okay.
There's a picture going around. Yeah, and we'll add to more of that over time. And as you look online and see more about their blogs, you'll learn more. One more.
Two questions. One really short. With the Disney connection, do you see maybe like a mind themed roller coaster?
That'd be awesome. Copper Creek.
Was the search committee, I want to know the search committee's pros and cons on two individuals versus two partners versus like two sets of partners. And was there, you know, all those options, and they have pros and cons for those two situations?
You know, I think that's what I would say, is we talked about that, but there are pros and cons to all of them, I think. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, you know. And so we didn't come up, I mean, there wasn't a reason for two, or two being the number that we felt was optimal. It could have been any, it could have been any number. I think that was a very low on the priority list for how the directors were chosen.
It could have been one.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, whatever. Okay, last question.
Thank you to both of you for making the effort to come here and tell us in person.
Thank you.
You took my thunder, Mark. I want to underline that too. It really does. It is very. I think a face to face is really nice. And I also want to commend the search committee and the board going through this process. It is difficult, and you're trying to not let your ego get into it and let the spirit move through it. And I mean, that is what's happening here, because this isn't an easy route for anybody, and yet there's a sense of peace and joy and excitement coming from Chuck and I as well. So for people that are wondering about that, it isn't easy. We were full of anxiety, honest, up to about an hour or two ago. You know, like, ugh. It's stressful, this whole process, but I do think there is something afoot here, and we too are feeling calm, joyful, and excited about working with this team. And we really commend the board and the process that they went through for making a choice and going through that process, and it's not easy. But there's some. We've been a part of the calling thing. We've been called. We know what that feels like. We've called pastors. We know what that feels like. There's not necessarily logic involved 100%. It's part of it, but there's something bigger than that that happens, and it clicks. And it sounds like this is what happened here. We look forward to seeing where we go.
Well, we look forward to chatting with you individually throughout the next day as well.
So, because this is being recorded, we have one final thing. For Peg and Chuck. So, for
it's
those,
not being videotaped, though.
It's not being videotaped.
So, photos, though.
So, you have to say,
well, I want a photo, though.
We will get a photo, but so, for those of you who weren't here, and those of you who may be listening to this on the audio archive, the first day of school was a crazy day at Holden, and this year, our family had the Dr. Seuss thing. So Chuck and I were thing one and thing two, right? And August, our son, was the Cat in the Hat. Tonight, we have changed roles. I am wearing the hat, and I brought along a friend. This is little Cindy Lou Who. Say hi. Okay, so this is for... this was quickly done, so I apologize if it doesn't make sense. This is entitled, Holden Places You'll Go, adapted by a couple of crazy Holden directors. to Peg and Chuck.
Congratulations. Today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away.
You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. Holden's board of directors prayed. Dear God, who should we choose? A call led by the Spirit, and you know what you know. And you said you're the folks who will give it a go. Oh, Holden places you'll go.
You're on your way up, 3,200 feet. Amongst trees, deer and martens, and trucks of concrete. You'll hear singing and laughing and hummingbirds hum, and backing up vehicles, beeping till your head's numb.
You'll see lavender irises and forest green pines, neon orange vests, day glow shirts that could blind. People working all morning and all afternoon gather together at night in the fireside room. You'll walk up and down Main Street, watch the village with care about some spots you might say, shouldn't grass be growing there? Then winter will come with snow falling and falling, sledding, snowshoeing, causing trucks to stop hauling.
You'll get mixed up, of course, as you already know. You'll get mixed up with the many strange Holdenites you know.
All Holden directors, present and past, have had many questions and definitely asked, will we succeed? The answer, of course, with God's help, yes indeed. 98.75% guaranteed.
Hoffmans, you'll live in the mountains.
So, be your name Chuck and Peg, or Chuck and Steph, or Chuck and Olivia, or Chuck and Macbeth, or Chuck and Rosemary, Bethany or Penny, or Chuck and Delilah, or Chuck and Del Rey. We all wish to greet you. Today is your day. Peg and Chuck, the mountains are waiting, so get on your way.
We are dismissed.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.